El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, is really happy about his investment in Bitcoin. He used more than $120 million of the country's money to buy Bitcoin, and now the value of his investment is worth more than what he paid for it. Bukele wants his critics to take back what they said and say sorry for doubting him. But some experts say it's too early to celebrate this risky bet on Bitcoin. Bukele recently stepped down as president to campaign for a second term, which some people don't like. He's expected to win because he's popular in the country. According to a website that keeps track of his Bitcoin, the coins he bought are now worth more than what he paid. If he sold them now, he could make about $3.7 million. But we can't be sure about these numbers because the people who made the website didn't comment on it. Some people are cheering for Bukele and his Bitcoin success, but some experts say it's not as important as he thinks. The $120 million spent on buying Bitcoin is just a part of the money used to promote Bitcoin in El Salvador since it became legal money. Critics say the government also spent money on making an app called Kivo Wallet, putting up ATMs that don't work, giving $30 to people over 18, and organizing events and propaganda. When you look at all these expenses, it's actually a negative result. Another thing is that not many people in El Salvador are using Bitcoin, even though the government spent a lot of money on it. A BBC documentary found that most people aren't using the digital money. Experts say the money spent on Bitcoin could have been used to help poor people and make sure everyone has enough food to eat. People are also worried about how the government is spending money on Bitcoin and what Bukele's reserves are. There's no public group keeping track of this information, and critics say Bukele's tweets aren't enough. Even some Bitcoin fans think there should be more transparency. In the end, President Bukele is happy about his Bitcoin investment, but experts say it's too early to know what will happen in the long run. Bitcoin hasn't been as successful in El Salvador as people thought, and there are concerns about how the government is spending money and not being transparent.